Talking here with John Elway just after Gary Kubiak's emotional press conference. He talked about the conversation that you guys had as friends in Kansas City. What was your initial reaction when he came to you? You went up to his room.
Well, I mean, it was in the back of my mind that something might come about. And so then we had a chance to talk and that, it really didn't surprise me. I think that, Gary had been agonizing over that decision for a long, long time. And, I think that when we talk about, he said when he wanted to talk to me about a friend, I had to worry about Gary Kubiak. And so when we talked about it, I understood exactly where he was coming from, He mentioned how he's wired, and that's how he is, and he's not going to be. Those are things you can't change, and so, I think that it's a right decision for Gary, and as hard as the decision as it was, because I know how much he loves to coach and how good he is at coaching. That it had to be very tough, but as a friend, it's a right move for Gary, and as I told him, I said, no, football is not more important than you and your family. And so we're going to miss him tremendously. He's a tremendous coach, did tremendous things for the Broncos, especially the last 2 years as the head coach. But he'll always be in the family, and I'm sure we'll see him around.
He's one of the most genuine guys you'll ever meet. He really spoke from the heart during his press conference. Is that something that you're looking for from a head coach?
It is. I mean, anytime, I think that's what players relate to. And I think that's why players related so well with Gary, because Gary was honest with them. And having been a player, that's what you want out of the coach, is somebody that's honest with you. And that's why Gary had the respect of his football team like he did, because he's honest. He doesn't beat around the bush. He's right straightforward, good or bad. And that's why Gary was a successful head coach.
You mentioned that the defense has really become the identity of the Broncos. Are you hoping to keep some continuity there?
Yeah, like to. We'd like to keep as much continuity as we can. Obviously, you're always, upset the apple cart just a little bit when you change head coaches. But we've got a lot of good, assistant coaches here. Obviously, that's going to be up to the next head coach that comes in here. But we're fortunate in the fact that we've got a lot of good coaches. You're going to have some good ones to select from.
We're sitting here in Mr. B's conference room, and you mentioned the standard here to win championships. Is that what you sell a candidate for coming in here?
Well, they understand the pressures. I think that, there's 32 of these jobs. They're all pressure-filled. And, even though we're here in Denver, so we think this is the biggest one. But there's as much pressure here as there is anywhere else. But, the standard here is, and I think, as a coach or as a player, you'd want to come someplace where that is the standard, and that's what you're competing for. And so, Mr. B has set that a long time ago. And he not only does it with how he says it, but he also does it with his checkbook and the fact that he gives us all the opportunity with the monetary backing that we can get to be successful too.
Last one from me here. Other than the coach, what's the next step to getting this franchise back to where it needs to be?
Well, we'll get the coach, and then we'll get into free agency and look if there's some players out there that can help us in free agency. And then, we go in the draft. I think we have 9 or 10 picks this year, and we've got some. I think we have 7 in the first 4 rounds, and so. We got a chance to pick up some good young players. And so, it's the process start. We get excited again. We get past last year a little bit, exhale a little bit, and then get going in this coaching search, get a new guy. And I'm sure the energy level will be right back up there.
If the season's over, but it's time to get back to work, right?
That's right.
All right. Thanks, John. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Phil.